Learning Nefesh HaChaim, in Char Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. In the middle of the chapter, the paragraph starts with Cain in Pogom, the Kilkel Kasvashon, Bechinas Hadibu. About halfway through the chapter. We spoke in the last class about how the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama all linked to each other. And I don't know if it came out enough, but there's a tremendous chiddush. We mentioned how even the Nefesh, which is the lowest part, because it's linked to the Ruach, which is linked to the Neshama, which is linked to the Neshama of the Neshaman, which is linked to Hashem, to the very highest of worlds. So therefore, that means that even the Nefesh, which is the lowest part, is also linked to the highest of worlds. You know, through being linked to all of these different steps, so therefore even the Nefesh, the lowest part of the person, can also be linked to the highest of worlds. And that's its opportunity to rise to the highest of heights. And that was the verse we said, that Avigail said to David HaMelech, V'nefesh adoni tzura b'tzura chayim, that the nefesh, the lowest part, is also tied to the tzura chayim, which means the bundle of life, which is the kisei hakovod, which is mamish to the highest of the highest. That's really the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. Then we ask the question, what happens when a person sins? So first we spoke about sinning with Maisa, which is Nefesh. First he sinned with Maisa, he did an action that he wasn't supposed to do. So then, it depends. If it's a smaller sin, there's a pagam to the Nefesh, he damages the Nefesh. If it's a large sin, like Kores, where there's Kores, so Kores means being cut off. So once you cut off, so that means cutting off, like cutting off that chain. We have the chain of Nefesh to Ruach to Neshama, is all a chain. So if you're cutting the chain, then those links that are cut away, once you break that link, all those, they float away, they can get lost. They're totally lost. So we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special chesed that even though a person is chayv kores, right, it's only of the nefesh, which itself is made of 10 parts, the 10 spheres, only the bottom 9 are cut off. The 10th one, the highest one, is still linked to ruach above it. And with that, there's an opportunity to do tshuva and to bring it back. And we're still going to describe how that works. But that's where we got up to now, where the nefesh has sinned and it's been chayv kores, so then those, the 9 lower parts of the nefesh, can be lost, but the 10th, the highest part, it will still be linked to ruach, and that gives us hope for it to be reconnected someday. The paragraph now goes on as follows. The next paragraph: V'kein im pogam v'kilkul v'kilkel chas v'sholem. Similarly, if a person damaged or spoiled chas v'sholem b'chinas hadibur sheloi. If he sinned, not only in terms of Maisa, which is a lower quality of the person, which is a lower aspect of the person, but he sinned with Dibur, which is a higher aspect. Al-Yaday Avoinus Atluyus B'Dibur, one of those sins which is linked to Dibur, Veloshen Hora, Kiyotze Boirat, spoke evil speech, or Shara Avoinus Atluyim B'Shoshem, B'Chinas HaRuach, or other types of sins which also link in their root to Ruach. Right, Ruach is more the emotional aspect of a person, less physical, more emotional. So therefore it could be other various that get into the aspect which is linked to Ruach. When it's kalkel b'zeh b'chinas ha-ruach, and that sin will spoil the Ruach. It will damage the Ruach. V'agam she'ein b'chinas ha-ruach nichras klal. And even though the concept of Ruach is never cut off, right, there's no kores for the Ruach. There's kores for the nefesh, the lowest part. But Ruach, there's no chorus at all. The Ruach stays connected to the chain. It never loses its connection to the chain. We don't find chorus mentioned ever except for Nefesh. By the Nefesh we find the term chorus. By the term by Ruach we never find chorus. And he brings example. Here's one passage in Vayikra, V'nichasah ha-Nefesh ahi. That nefesh will be cut off. So it's specifically nefesh we find kores, we don't find by ruach. Another example, v'nichasu ha-nefoshus ha-oisus. They will be cut off, those nefoshus, those souls that will act. Again, it's the term nefesh and not the ruach. V'kiyotze ha-ruach, there are many examples. That ruach, we never find kores by ruach. And ken kosa b'likutei teira, right, from the Arizal, the Pegvov, the Hagilgulim, the Sefer Sham. And at the end there he writes like this, in kol zeh, nevertheless, al yedei havoinus atluim b'shoshem b'chinas haruach, nevertheless, through sins which do link to in their root, sins which in their root join up to the concept of ruach, those sins which do affect Ruach, because Ruach is the shorish of that particular sin, he can't disconnect Ruach from its source, but he can damage it and spoil it. In kol zeh, through those sins which are linked to their root, which is Ruach, he can spoil it and damage it. And therefore he can give power to the corresponding Ruach of impurity. Right, we speak about Ruach HaKodesh, the holy Ruach, which comes from above. There's a corresponding Ruach HaTumah, that sometimes a person can subscribe to a Ruach HaTumah, where the inspiration, the Ruach is coming from a place of Tumah. Rachman Litzan, Hashem should save us. So he could be damaging his Ruach, and he could be subscribed to this Ruach HaTumah. Mitzad Sheb HaBechina Elyoina. However, since at the upper aspect of Ruach, and as we're saying, even though he damaged Ruach, nevertheless, since the upper aspect of Ruach, the highest sphere within Ruach, Soid Kesa Shela, which would be the Kesa of Ruach, Koshu V'dovuk L'Olam, B'china Tachtoin Shel Neshama, is itself tied, linked, and clinging to the world of the lower world, meaning the lower link, the lower world of the concept of Neshama. Above Ruach we have Neshama, so the highest link of Ruach is interlinked with the lowest link of Neshama. That's the lowest world of Neshama. Yuchal hu litaken, so therefore it's able to be repaired. So even though it was damaged, even though it was blemished, nevertheless it can be repaired. Al yadei bechinas haNeshama, through Neshama, which is above Ruach. So if the one above can help the one below, and he can help him to repair. So even though he did damage to the Ruach, he can repair it. Bihurei tshuva, thoughts of tshuva, machsheves halev, the thoughts of the heart. A person thinks about coming closer to Hashem. He focuses his thoughts on drawing closer to Hashem. Shu bechinas haNeshama. All of that is in the realm of Neshama. So Neshama, by fixing Neshama, can actually purify and repair any damage done to Ruach. So far we've spoken about Ruach repairing damage to Nefesh, and now we're speaking about Neshama repairing damage to Ruach. What about if Neshama gets damaged? What happens if a person sins with thoughts? So on that, here comes the last paragraph. Abachinus and Neshama, in terms of Neshama, Eina Nifgemes Klal Lo'ilam. The Neshama, in terms of the aspect of Neshama, can never be damaged at all. Neshama, we said, which actually lies above a person, it's not within the person, it's above the person, shines down from above on the person, so that can never be damaged. Because the source of its root is a world which is protected, it's guarded from any touching of strangers. Strangers can't touch there, it's just beyond any foreign influence. No foreign influence can get to the Neshama. The foreign influence can get to the Ruach, and can get to the Nefesh, but the Neshama cannot be touched by any foreign influence. Udvuka, because the Neshama itself is clings, le'ulam v'shoyrish ha'neshama, the Neshama itself links to the root of Neshama. Right? Because higher than the Neshama, we said, is the Neshama of Neshama. So therefore, since Neshama is linked to the Neshama of Neshama, the shoyrish of Neshama, as it's known, Shem re'in delem ispashin l'almim, they are like friends who never part from each other. The Neshama and the roots of the Neshama are always linked. There's a very strong bond between the Neshama and the Shoyesh and Neshama. And just in terms of the spheres, that's Chochma and Bina, which are mamish, they're a pair, or they're known as Abba and Imma. Abba Imma, Chochma Bina, those are a pair, and their bond is very, very strong. So therefore, they never separate from each other. So the deeds of a person, even the worst deeds possible, can never reach that high. No matter how high the person reaches, when he does negative deeds, maybe his positive deeds can reach very high and can receive influence from them, but his negative deeds, when he's falling, when he's actually doing something negative, he's falling in his madrega, he can never do damage that high up.
You know, the source of thought is the beginning of mice and tovim, or the opposite.
Right, but that he can't damage. So listen to what he says. The deeds of a person can never reach that high up to do any damage, chas v'sholem. And if a person does sin with the thought, he does think sinful thoughts, things that are negative, he can only harm himself. Negative thoughts, he can only harm himself. Because as a result of these negative thoughts, so that light, those sparks that were coming from the Shama, that were coming down to him, to inspire him, to help him, they just pull away from him. So in other words, my thinking negative thoughts, he can't actually spoil Neshama, but what he'll cause that the Neshama will withdraw from him. Neshama no longer wants to send him a positive influence. So he'll lose his connection with the Neshama, but he won't be able to damage Neshama. Neshama will just cut off its connection with him. You know, it's like sometimes you're very rude to someone, so then he doesn't speak to you for the next week or two. Right? He just draws away from you. So the same thing, the neshama will draw away from the person if he sins with thought, and therefore his damaging thoughts will only hurt himself. Through evil thoughts, they'll be removed from him the sparks which come from the light of neshama, but it can never be damaged. Okay, Perek Yutes, chapter 19. Now with this we can explain the pasuk in Mishlei, Ruach Ish Yichalkel Machalehu. The Ruach, the spirit of a person, nourishes him in his sickness. Even though he has a machala, he has a sickness, the Ruach of a person will nourish him in his sickness. Ruach Nechei, and a Ruach that is sickened, if the Ruach is sickened, Mi Yaseenam. Right? So literally they translate as who can carry it. But when the Ruach is sickened, who can carry it? We're going to say, see here that me refers to something specific. So me will carry it. Instead of reading it as who will carry it, but me will carry it. Right? Who will carry it? Who's the who? It's the me. Who's the me? We'll see in a minute. So therefore, as follows. This pasuk is hinting as follows. Any sickness or sickening of sin, right? We know that the source of all sickness is avera, is sinning. Sinning itself is the sickness. Shel bechinas ha-nefesh. So when that avera is in terms of nefesh, shestam roi lavoinus metzuyus bechinas ha-nefesh. Most sins that people do is within the aspect of nefesh. The nefesh is the lowest aspect, and that's where, if a person sins, that's where most of the time he sins. Shia tachtoina koive el asitra achra. Right, because the nefesh is the lowest part of the person which is closest to the sitra, to the satan. That's where the satan comes from below, so to speak, or from. Right? So therefore, that's the closest to the satan. That's where the satan has the greatest influence. So that's where it mostly sins. And that's also hinted in the pasuk, Ragleha Yodis Moves. The pasuk says that her feet descend into death. Right? Satan being death, satan is the Malach HaMoves. So therefore her legs descend into death, so therefore the satan exerts an influence. Most of the time it's on the nefesh. From of nefesh ki techto, the pasuk Yikra, when it speaks about sinning, it speaks about the nefesh that sins. So mostly sins are associated with nefesh. Achatoim eile b'nafshoisam, another pasuk, those who sin with their nefesh, achatoim, those who sin with their nefesh, habek yoitz, etc. Ve'ain etz chayim sha'akudim, v'pri etz chayim sha'akris shma sha'al mita. So in all of those cases where a person has sinned in terms of nefesh, yecholi hi litaken, it can be repaired, v'gam la'alois, and also to be elevated, the nefesh can actually regain its lost place, it can go back to where it was before, and yidei b'chinas ha'ruach kanal. It's ruach can bring it up, right, as we explained before. So that's the Ruach can repair Nefesh. That's the first part of the pasuk we quoted before. Okay, that's Ruach Ish Yichalkel Machaleh. The Ruach of a person will nourish his sickness, referring to the sickness of the Nefesh. But if the Ruach is damaged, Shepogam Kilka Bechinas Ruchoi, where a person damaged or spoilt the aspect of Ruach, Adidei Avoinus Atluim Bechinas Ruach, with those sins that are linked to Ruach, as me is saying, then who me will carry it? Me, who will carry it? You know, as who me will carry it? Tikunahu al yadei bechinas haneshama. Its repair, the repair of the Ruach, will come through the neshama shenikres me. Neshama is called me. Neshama is called me ki yadua b'zoah, as it's learned from the Zohar. Just a little bit of an idea behind this. Me is men with a yud, right? as opposed to ma, the word ma is mem with a hey. So ma, which is what, refers to the lower world. Our world is called the world of what. Right? A behema is the word ba ma. In it is ma, is what. Ba ma. An animal is the material. An animal is, we also part animal. Right? We also have flesh and blood like animals. So that part which is physical, that's the world of ma. Whereas me is the world of the spirit. It's the world of the neshama. And there's a pasuk that says, Ki beko Hashem tzuri lomi. Ki beko, with yud and hey, Hashem formed the world. So Hashem made the world with a yud and with a hey. The upper world with a yud, and the lower world with a hey. So me is mem with a yud, that goes on the high world, and this world is mem with a hey, is the lower world. So me is a reference to the neshama. There's also a pasuk that they bring, the pasuk we say, Su'umu rom enechem, raise your eyes on high, and see, mi bora ele, me created these. And see, me created all these. Su'umu rom enechem, raise your eyes on high. So the word Su'umu rom enechem is the Rosh Hashanah of Shema, Shin Memain, Shema. Su, with it starts with a sin. Merom Enechem. Shin Memain is a Shema. Merom Enechem. Ru, see. Mi Bora Ele. Mi Bora Ele. Who created these? Mi and Ele. Just by the way, the words Mi and Ele, those letters together make the name Elohim. Mi and Ele spells Elohim. Aleph Lamed Hey. And then Yud and Mem. So anyway, Mi is related to the high words. So when it says that, when the Ruach is damaged, so me carries it. Me referring to Neshama, the Neshama will carry it. The Ish Tvunas Yovin, right? So that's also from a pasuk. A man of understanding understands. Tvuna, Bina, that relates to Neshama also. We mentioned before that Bina is Neshama. Sheklal advoim anal v'inyan agimul v'chinas nefesh ruach Neshama shel Adam. So therefore, person who uses this aspect of understanding, of thinking, of thought, you'll understand that these three aspects of nefesh, ruach, neshama of a person, and gam ken al zeh haderech, is through the same path. In other words, if we have ruach repairing nefesh and we have neshama repairing ruach, so therefore that's true for us also. Gam b'shor shem elyon shel elu gimel bechinus. Let me start that paragraph again. Sorry, again. V'ish tvunus yovin, a man of insight will understand. Sheklala dvorim hanal, that what we've just said before, b'inyan agimel b'chinas of nefesh ruach neshama shel adam, what we just described before about the three aspects of nefesh ruach and neshama of a person, and gam al zeh haderech, gam b'shor shem elyon shel elu agimel b'chinas. So therefore, also the same, you have the same mechanism. You have the same mechanism also in the upper root of these three concepts. Now, these three concepts of nefesh ruach neshama have their parallel in higher worlds. And they are reflected by these three worlds of Shem Kudshe Brichu, is Hashem, Ushchinte, in His Divine Presence, the Ema Bonim, and the Mother of the Children. So that refers to the three highest spheres. So that's Kesa Chochma Bina. Kudshe Brichu is one, Shchinte two, and Ema Bonim. Ema Bonim was Bina, right? Kesa Chochma Bina. So those two also affect it, just like our actions will affect our Nefesh Ruach Neshoma, in terms of the lower aspects of our soul. So therefore that will have an effect also on the higher worlds of the Kesach Chochma Bina. Shavuinus HaTachtonim, the sins of the ones below, which we mentioned before, right? We mentioned this idea before. Our actions down below affect our very highest of worlds. Shavuinus HaTachtonim, the sins of the lower beings, goyim l'shchinas uzeinu, they cause the Shechina, which is our power, Rosa the Nefesh Delayed, which is the secret of the Nefesh. The secret of Nefesh, it goes all the way to the Shechina. Shenedides Miskashrusa Elyon. That it wanders off. It becomes like a nomad. It's Nodedes. It goes into exile. Like you've heard the concept of Golus HaShechina. The Shechina goes into exile. That's through our sins. Shenedides Miskashrusa. It floats away from its connection to the other higher powers. Besoid Golus, right? With the concept of Golus, exile. Hanuk Shenopshus Israel Meshukoyim Betayvus Rois Chas V'Shalom. And that's specifically when the souls of Israel are sunken in evil desires. The essence of a person is what he desires. And when a person's desires are all about simply evil desires, he has evil desires, he just wants self-indulgence, he just wants to pleasure himself, and those are all of his desires. So then this affects the very, very highest of worlds, and what we see, and that's the concept of the Shechina Begolus, the Shechina itself is exiled. Vain Eitz Chaim Sha Miuta Yareas, Yad Eitz Chaim De, B'Shah Seid Abiyah, B'Shah Kali, V'Agdom Is Pri Eitz Chaim. Klali brings also sources for all what he's saying. B'Shah Yehudim Perik Alam Itikune Avoinus. Amnon. Now, again, he's going over what we said before, but he's explaining it with greater depth. Lokol Eser B'Chiloi Seho. However, just like we said before, when the nefesh sins, it's not the entire nefesh that's lost, it's only the 3, 9 lowest aspects. So similarly, when the Shechina is affected by its sins, again, it's not the entire, all the aspects of the Shechina, it's not all 10 aspects. Pakatesha b'chinoseh mi'chochma l'mato. It'll only be the 9 lower aspects from chochma and down. Kanal b'inyan Adam. Just like we said for Adam, so the same thing, parallel to Adam, is what happens to the Shechina in the highest of worlds. Also, the 9 lower aspects go off into Golus. Avavachina Elyon, the very highest aspect, Soit Kisra, which is the secret of the Kesa of the Shechina, that's the crown of the Shechina, Shechina Kuda Hashoshistilo, which is the root of the entire Shechina, right? Because the highest aspect is the root of, it's like the root of the entire thing, right? That which is the highest part is the source, the inspiration for the entire body. Hikshu Vukal Elam Bateris Yosoid. So it will still be linked to the world above it. Materis Yesod, that's called the crown of the Yesod. The crown is the highest part. The Yesod is the lowest part. There's a link between the highest of the low world and the lowest of the high world, which is the concept of Ruach. The parallel concept of Ruach within a person has this parallel of Ruach in this very, very, very high upper world. V'ein nifredes misham lo'olam, it will never be lost from that upper aspect. That's what's called a Torah. Torah is Kesa. A Torah and Kesa is the same word. Ein Vakdomus creates Chaim, Mishah Midasham, Beinim Bekas Aminim, can cause a rain or Godel, the Gon, the Feshah Hecholus, et Latin Yona. Ein Eitz Chaim, Shamiyot Ayreh, Shakali, etc. Tavim, Mashkot, creates Chaim. All these sources of Ein, Oid, the free Eitz Chaim, Shah. Rosh Hashanah period, is the Tavim Kolanal. You'll understand. You look at all those sources, you'll understand it. Avachinas HaRuach. Now, again, with these very, very higher spheres, these very, very high worlds, the Bechin of Ruach of that higher world, Ilo, the Ruach Ilo, the upper Ruach, and the Nifrod Chas V'Sholim Yimakoyimoy, at the Avachinas HaTachtonim. That's never moved from its place through the sins of the lower beings. Ela Shagoyimim Boy Pekam V'Kilkul Chas V'Sholim. Our sins can only maximum cause some sort of damage or blemish, chas v'sholom, to vav tzovish shelo. The vav tzovish, the six points of it, that means the body of Ruach. Not the head of Ruach, but the body of Ruach. The lower aspect of Ruach can be damaged somewhat, ki yadu, as we said. And again, the parallel in terms of the upper world, b'chinas ha-neshama. Also the neshama of the very upper world, shu soid ha-moichin gimel reishin delay, which is the secret of the 3 heads of the Ruach, canal the pect is vov, like we spoke before in chapter 15. Sham en maisa tachton megim klal, there the actions of the lower beings, that's us, don't reach at all. The kalkalam lepagbim chas v'sholom, it can't damage the upper neshama, just like the our neshama cannot be damaged by our sins, the very upper neshama is also not damaged at all by any other actions. Ela sheyacholim digroim maseim istalkusam emenu chas v'sholom, the only thing it can cause is for that neshama to separate from the lower aspects. This neshama just becomes distant, it pulls back from the rest of the body. Because that which the neshama gives to a person is always considered an addition, like a higher influence, higher inspiration, an additional help, an additional inspiration or awakening. Which is aroused by our actions, right? When we do good actions, and then we arouse the neshama to pour down its influence on us. Because they come, this is his oiris, this arousement which comes from neshama, is specifically from the lower aspect of Eim Abonim, which is right, we spoke about the neshama, that's Eim Abonim, that's Bina, Kiyodua, Moshe Omer, Kosov Kain Shemayim B'Tvuna. The heavens become ready. The heavens are ready to pour down their shefa, to pour down their blessing, to pour down their prosperity through our actions, through B'Tvuna, specifically through the aspect of Bina, that's the aspect of Neshoma. And this is a world which is protected from any foreign influence, but when we are tzaddikim, then it pours down its influence on us. Now, to tie this all together, he adds the following. This is the idea of the appearance of a ladder, which stands on the earth. That was the dream of Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu was on the run from Esav, and he slept at Har Abayis. He had the dream where he saw the image of a ladder. So it says that he saw a ladder mutzav atza v'lo yomer mutzav be'aretz. He makes a diuk on the pasuk, something we probably never noticed before. It says about the ladder mutzav atza. Mutzav atza means standing to the earth, towards the earth. Mutzav, standing towards the earth. It doesn't say v'loy ama mutzav be'aretz. It doesn't say standing on the earth. We'd expect the ladder to be standing on the earth. The head of the ladder is in the heavens, and the earth and the ladder stands on the earth. No, it says here mutzav atza. It stands to the earth. It stands towards the earth.
Not touching.
It's not touching the earth, right? It's towards the earth. Ela atza, towards the earth. Peirush le'aretz. It's towards the earth. Umashmo sheroish ikah shosha b'shamayim. The root of this ladder, the essence of this ladder, is in the heavens, mimal and misham. That's where it starts. The ladder doesn't start here, down here. When we think of a ladder, we think it starts on the ground and then it gets to wherever it gets. It gets as high as it gets. That ladder is not like that. That ladder starts in the heavens. Ikah shosha b'shamayim mimal misham hu mishtal shel v'yoyred, and from there it comes down towards the earth. Ad la'aretz yagia, that it until it comes to the earth. And this ladder represents the neshama of a person. The ladder represents the entire neshama of a person, which actually starts off from the breath of Hashem's mouth. Not the body. Our body comes from the earth, but our neshama comes from the upper heavens, and there's this huge chain which some of it will actually enter our body, and a lot of it will be high up, way above our body, beyond our body. And it all starts from the breath of Hashem. It comes down like a ladder and like a chain. And there it attaches itself to the ruach. For ruach penefesh, it starts with the breath of Hashem, which touches to the ruach connects to the nefesh. Until it comes down into the body of a man. So that's the whole influence. Now, and so also is explained in the Zohar, Parshas Nesoy, V'yipach the apav nishmas chayim, Hashem breathed into his nostrils, Hashem breathed into man's nostrils, a living soul. The Itma Bay, about that posuk, about the breath of Hashem into the nostrils of man, about that posuk, that the Torah tells us, V'yachlom hine sulom, that Yaakov had a dream and he saw the ladder. Sulam vada ihi nishmas chayim. This sulam certainly is the living soul. It's the soul of a person. And about the soul, it says, v'hine malach elokim oilim v'yodim bo. About the soul, which descends from the very upper heavens, which comes into the body of man, it says about this ladder that the angels of Hashem go up and down on this ladder. So we've got the ladder, which is the soul of the man, from the breath of Hashem all the way down to the body of man, and along this ladder are angels going up and down this ladder. We spoke about before, which is the life force of the world. We explained before that the actions of a person will affect everything that goes on in the world because it is the life force of the world. And the forces, and these angels of above, which are also the influences which are released through man's actions. Through our actions, we actually move these angels, right? Like a chess player will move the chess pieces. So we're the ones who actually motivate. We're actually the ones who we actually empower these angels. Shekol aliyos v'yidosim, that whenever these angels will go up or they'll come down, called sidra hanhagosim, called regal, the way they'll conduct themselves every moment. Talui rak kafina tias maaseh dibura machshava beguf adam. All of it is dependent on the action. the speech and the thought within the body of a person, kol rega, each moment, every moment. And that which it says about these angels, it says they go up and down. Why does it say up first and then down afterwards?
From the person goes up. And after the reaction.
Comes down. Okay, so let's see how he says it. Masha kosov oilim tchilav achakach yodim. That it says first the angels go up and then they come down. Ki kol ikat teir sa'odim. Because the whole teir of a person, the whole effect of a person, right, or the actions of a person, that which a person is trained to do, to act, or the appropriate actions of a person, la lois tchila kol oilam imatalamala. But the Torah of a person, as the ideal action of a person should be first to elevate lower worlds to upper worlds. In other words, first we want to elevate that which is down below. We want to elevate it upwards. We want to sanctify it. We want to elevate it. So after we've elevated worlds from down below to high worlds, we've elevated our actions, we've elevated our speech and our thoughts, so then lights are released from above. So first the angels go up, which are the effect of our actions down below, and then lights, heavenly lights are released from above to empower us and to inspire us, etc. But that comes back down to us from above. Until we can get to the point, and that's the next pasuk there, it says that Hashem stands at the top of the ladder. Until we can get to the point that Hashem is standing on top of the ladder, and we've somehow reached Hashem, and Hashem himself is showing his influence on us, and he's shining down his face on us, that we've created the full connection. We have the full connection to Hashem himself.
If Solomon puts him outside, not touching the ground, how can the influence come from the ground?
I think what he wants to say that it starts from the top and it goes to the ground. It's mutzav to the ground. It could be a
tally on what's coming from the ground, but it's not really connected to the ground.
So the whole thing starts with this whole chain that has been set up by Hashem, which is the neshama of a person, right? Where it is linked to the highest worlds and comes down to the lowest worlds. Then through our actions, we're able to empower the angels who are going to travel this ladder. They're going to go up the ladder and down the ladder. But first there's a given. That's the neshama of a person is given to him from Hashem. Thereafter, how do we use it? How do we use the ladder? Hashem, so to speak, gives us the ladder. The ladder comes from the highest world. Then the question is, how do we take advantage of this ladder to bring down Shefa from the heavens? Umanamu imre rezalb Yerushalmi. And how pleasant on the words of our sages in the Gemara Yerushalmi, in Tainus, Perek Beis, Resh Lakish b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Resh Lakish, here comes a beautiful teaching. Resh Lakish says the name of Yochanan, Shitef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmoi b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu partnered his name with Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected his name, he partnered his name with Israel. Moshe LeMelech, this is an analogy to a king. There was once a king, and he had a key for a little palace. He had this little palace. He had a little palace, and he had a key for this palace. So it was a little palace, it was a little key. If I just keep this key as it is, if I just walk around with this key as it is, I can lose it. A small key, it's easy to lose a small key. I'm going to fix a chain to this key. Shim Abdo, that if I lose the key, Tehei Shal Shevis Munachas Aleh, the chain will help me to find the key. Since the key is connected to the chain, so I'll just by putting the chain, I'll find the key. If I lose the key, I'll still attach to the chain, I'll get it back. So that's the analogy. Right? This the king who had this little key which opened up his palace. So he attached this key to a chain. Kach Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so too has said Hashem. Im ani manechas Yisrael kemoshe, if I leave the Jewish people as they are, I leave them alone. They're going to be lost amongst the nations. They're going to assimilate amongst the nations. They're going to be lost. I'm going to lose them. The Jewish people will go lost. I'm going to join my holy name to them. That's the analogy of the chain. I am joined to them. There's a chain that joins me to them. So that's the analogy of the Gemara in Yerushalayim. Now they use this analogy to describe the entire Jewish people. The entire Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to lose the Jewish people, and therefore he joins his name to the Jewish people so that we shouldn't get lost. However, our sages, right, they look in their holy, with their holy approach to teaching us lessons, they're looking at something else as well. Right? And they're also hinting to the individual man. Now, even though they're speaking about Klal Yisrael as a whole, they're also speaking about the individual Israel, individual Jew in this world. Talmud. And therefore, what they're teaching us is something we need to understand. Right? That in terms of, they're speaking about Israel, but they're also speaking about the individual. And they compare this to a key and a chain. Right? They're using the analogy of a key and a chain. That man is the key. We're the key. The man is the key. Because a man, what does a key do? A key opens doors. And man, with his actions, his positive actions and negative actions, he opens up what, or everything that goes on in the world. Our actions inspire what goes on in the world. Our good actions bring good consequences. Our bad actions bring bad consequences. Man is the key. Man himself is the key to all powers that are released into the world, whether it's positive or negative. So the key represents man, who's soiger, seich soiger shel koiches olam. He's the one who closes and opens all the different forces of the world. The upper castle, the upper palace, and the lower palace. Shekula misnagim al yedei koyach maisa b'chinas nefesh. And they're all affected through the force of his actions, which is the nefesh. And we have to remember, the nefesh is the main part of us. In terms of ourselves, it's the nefesh. It's our actions. It's the person you are. Right? Your feet. It's the body. So what we, it's not our thoughts so much as what we do with our body that really fixes what we are and who we are. Right? Because it's ultimately, this is the world of action. How do we act? How do we perform Torah and mitzvahs with our bodies, with our nefesh? So therefore, this is the key, and this key is linked, as we said, to the chain, which is linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's why we use the analogy of the key.